I don't know if this happens to you or not, but I find that I can't put two good hair days back to back. I wake up on Monday looking good, do my hair, looks good, feel like $1 million. Tuesday, do the exact same steps, totally different hairdo, not looking anywhere near as good as Monday.
I feel you. I hear you. I see you.
What do
it's
you
exactly
do?
This exact. I do the exact like you. I do the exact same thing. I look at my face in the mirror. Oh, my hair's looking good today. All right, let's go. I leave my house. I get to work. I look in a mirror. What the hell? What the hell happened from my house to my work?
And isn't that true? Because I always do one last peek in the car. I pull down the little mirror in the car and I'm like, I shouldn't have done that. That just solidified how much I don't look like I'm supposed to look today.
Right.
The hell?
And I'm like there's 2% humidity in the air. There's like not a single snowflake, but from my house to my work, my hair is flat. I look like a straggly dog.
I don't get it. Same amount of product, exact same style.
Right.
Completely different look day after day after day.
All I want in my world is back-to-back good hair days.
It's all I want too, Samantha. It doesn't seem like too much to ask for.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha, I feel like I'm getting it down right. Podcast.
Podcast?
No, I'm not saying it like that. Podcast. Hello, friends of the podcast. Short and sweet.
Back. It's back.
It's back. I'm getting in and I'm getting out. All right. I'm not pretending that I got gum stuck on the back of my teeth and that I got a southern twang. Okay. Kick those things to the curb. I'm just saying it like it should be said.
Congratulations.
I know, right? It's the little things that excite me. It's the little
It really
things.
Is.
Samantha. Well, how's your week been?
Cold, because it's April and why shouldn't it be minus 20?
Right. Minus 20 in the morning.
I went outside this morning and I was scraping my windows on my car and the person parked next to me came and she was also scraping her windows and we crossed paths and I looked at her and I go, this is wrong. She's like, oh, yeah.
This is ridiculous, right?
Apparently, it's April. We should not be doing this in April.
No, apparently the thaw is coming.
Oh, when?
Apparently it's coming this weekend. No, apparently it's coming this weekend. Now, somebody did say at my work, oh, it's supposed to be nice in July. I'm like, not funny. Not funny.
We're supposed to get a taste of warmth before actual summer, time.
Right? We are. We're supposed to be able to enjoy it before the summer comes, right? Like the prelude to summer, we're supposed to get that at some point. And you figure once we get to April, once we get through the end of April, we're in May and that's summer.
And then it's June and then it's August and then it's September and then it's fall. It's that quick, people.
Yeah, you totally jumped over July.
That's quick.
You said no July.
It goes from it's May, it's August, it's October. That's how quickly it goes. It's like,
that's true.
And it's like you blink and you're in the fall.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really
And then we
good
got
point.
Snow by like the middle of October again.
And then we're right back at it, right?
Then we're right back at it.
Puffy coats back on, bitching about them. Mitts. Ugh.
Freaking mitts.
Right? I hate mitts. I'm done with mitts.
God,
but you can't
mitts.
Dare not have your mitts with you because it's still cold in the morning.
Yeah. And like, it's funny because it's cold outside, but it's warm in your car because the sun has been beating down in your car all day.
Yes. So when you get too warm in your car.
So by the time you get home, you feel your puffy coat is now your sausage casing.
Right. Because it's expanded. It's tightened up with you. Right. Because as you drive home in the heated car, you're getting puffy. Right? You're internally getting puffy.
Yeah. So and I'm like. And cold comes on and the window comes open. And I'm like, what is going on?
Right. It makes no sense. This is so crazy.
This is the perils of living in the prairies. It's very unpredictable.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. But you know what? Had some really, really exciting news happen at my work.
Oh, what happened, Lisa?
Well, it's exciting for me.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not exciting for everybody. No more masks.
Oh, yay.
Right? No more masks. We've kind of finally been like, okay. Now, of course, it's optional, right? If you don't feel comfortable, mask up, da-da-da, you know the drill. Mm-hmm. However, right, I feel comfortable, so I don't mask it. But boy, what a whole lot of things that has just brought into my world that I haven't had to deal with for 3 years. Remember how before masks, right? And again, I've been wearing a mask for 2 years every day at work. So I haven't had to worry about my lips, right? Mm. I haven't brought my lips to work for one day. In 2 years, my lips did not come to work, right? My nice, my proper lips stayed before the pandemic. My proper lips stayed back then. And just my pandemic lips came to work. Now, without the mask, I got to get my proper lips back.
And does that include like a lipstick, Lisa, or is that just a lip gloss for you?
I'm not like a lipstick girl, right? But it's like a lip gloss with like with my color,
with a lovely tint,
with a lovely tint, with a lovely tint. I'm not full. I gave up on lipstick. I hate the feel of it, right? Because I'm a lick lipper, or I'm a lip licker.
Yes, you are.
So I hate, right, when I lick my lips. I hate the whole stickiness of a lipstick.
This is true. And what is your shade now? What is it? Mulberry or?
Yeah, something like it's like a mulberry or a fig or.
Oh, no, you used to be a fig.
I used to be a fig. Right? I used to be a fig. Back in the day, I was a fig. Oh,
that was, yes, a little small obsession that you had.
I loved figs so much. Now I think it's like mulberry, which is as close to fig as what it can be.
Ah, I see.
But you know what I've noticed? This is so weird, and it's going to sound like I'm judging, but I'm not trying to judge. So many people, it's like it's everywhere. I'm just late to the party. So many people out there in the world with no masks, their face doesn't necessarily match their face.
Right?
So weird, hey?
It's very weird.
Like we're so used to eyes. And hair, eyes and hair. And then when you take the mask off, it's like, cool. I didn't see that coming.
that sounds like your judgment's pants.
No, they I'm talking about a man and his mustache. Didn't
one
see it coming.
One leg at a time.
Right? Talking about a man and his mustache. Didn't see that coming.
Uh-huh.
Sure. But isn't it weird how
mustache.
Yeah, and the mustache. Yep. But isn't it weird? Isn't it weird? Like, oh my God, you got a beard under there? Who knew?
Stop it.
Who knew? Who the hell knew that, right?
Right.
I didn't know you had a goatee. All those things. But it's so weird how the bottom parts of our faces don't necessarily match the top parts.
Well, this is true.
Right?
This is very, very true.
It's kind of weird.
They don't match. Nothing matches.
Nothing matches.
Nothing matches.
No, I don't know. What do you do with that? You try not to stare, right? Because you're trying to take it in. So you're trying but you're trying to make conversation and not as opposed to have that look on your face like, what am I figuring out here? What's not working for me? Oh, it's you. And your mustache, because I didn't know you had one before. Right?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm saying.
That makes perfect sense.
That's what I'm saying.
I know that you have issues with faces, Lisa.
I'm trying not to, right? Because I'm trying to be a better person. I'm trying not to be so judgy. I don't know if you've taken that cue. Have you not noticed I'm not judging as much from last week?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's been a week.
Right. Well, hi. Everything takes 21 days to break a bad habit.
Yes.
To try not to be so judgmental, Samantha.
Fantastic.
What about you, right? Because you are the judger.
I'm not. I don't judge as much as you do.
Really? We just had a secret conversation about Justine Bateman, and you were judging as much as I was.
I wasn't judging. I was commenting. Mm-mm-mm. I was commenting. I wasn't judging.
You had the exact same thought as me.
Girl can do whatever she wants. That's what I think. That's what I think. Girl,
when I said what I said, when I said what I said, you said the exact same. You were like,
mm-hmm. And then we simply wondered if she had ever used a retinol or a retinol.
You did.
If there was a vitamin C serum happening. I was just curious. Like, but it, and then I said it was genetics. No, I did not call her Sharpay.
Yes, you did. You said she had a face like a Sharpay.
That's really rude. Don't at me, people. Don't at me because Lisa's being an asshole right now.
Yeah, it's a wrinkle dog.
No, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with everyone. All and now I'm going to get in trouble because you're a big fat fucking asshole.
All I said was that I support women that don't want to do work to their face like myself. But I didn't know after I saw her up close if she was the right spokesperson for that job.
Thank you for at least saying that because right that there, seems I'm really wrong.
I'm taking the heat. I'm taking some of the heat from you, okay? Go ahead, at me. You're all thinking it. I'm just saying what we're thinking.
And then, of course, because we're women of a certain age, so we've grown up being extremely, everything being thrown on our face, like, why do you look old? Why do you have wrinkles? Why do you have brown spots? Why do you have this? Why do you have that? I get it. We're so used to it that we don't understand why someone would not put a million creams on their face, get Botox, have a facelift, all that kind of stuff.
Well, we're not saying it's right.
It's a very foreign concept to us.
Yes.
Very foreign. But we would never. I did say, I'm going to remind you what I said. If this was her brother, Jason, he wouldn't be asked about that. How he feels about aging.
That's
and not
true. But here's the difference,
face.
Right? Jason looking good. Jason's aging well.
It's genetics. I don't know. Maybe the women in the family genes. Don't do well. Mm. I mean, let's be honest. There are women in my family. There were the elders that I was like, I don't want that nose when I get older. I hope my nose doesn't get bigger.
Right.
I hope that my wrinkles can maybe stay at bay.
And all I'm the first person that says, did you ever see my nanny? You couldn't see through the wrinkles to see my nanny. Right. And then that was our fear growing up. One of us is going to be her. One of us has that gene.
Yeah.
So we live it. We live it.
Yes. So
right.
You're an asshole.
You're
Let's
an asshole
too.
Record.
Let's Fine. Go on record.
We're both assholes.
You brought it up. You put your judgment pants on way before I did.
I did because I was just curious about what you thought. Knowing I knew. You know. But
Jerk.
You know what?
Jerk face.
I'm going to back out of it. We got to back out of it.
We're right. backing up. Beep, beep.
If we don't
beep,
back
beep.
Out of it, we're going to get in deep and we're going to get hate mail. Right?
Well, we would have to get mail.
We would have to get mail first, right? And maybe any type of mail is good mail. I don't know, Samantha.
Shut up.
Well, okay. All right. We got to stop. Okay. Let's just change the topic, right? Let's just stop it right there.
Hey, let's go with this. Last weekend, I wore a bunny hug on a Saturday. And I had to put my winter coat on and mitts on by Monday.
I feel you're a little obsessing about the weather.
I'm done because it's April and we should be nice now.
Yeah, but Mother Nature has decided no.
And then I got worried because there's severe storms down in the United States. And all I thought was, son of a bitch, you stay where you are. Don't you dare cross the border.
Right.
Don't you dare.
Right. Exactly.
And it's horrible.
And if we have friends in the States that are affected by those horrible storms, I'm sorry.
Yes. And the tornadoes. Oh, my gosh.
So bad. When the HHG was on her wild, wild trip across, hey, let's go to every state we've never been to. Right. Those two, her and her husband, they were one step ahead of Tornado Alley the whole trip.
Are you kidding?
Storm chasers and had no clue. They weren't chasing the storm. The storm was chasing them away. Right? She would message and she'd be like, oh, tornado warning. Yeah, because you are in the middle of Tornado Alley in tornado season, you two. Right? I don't know. I don't know how they get through life.
I don't know either.
People worry about me. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm the biggest worry out of the friendship all the time here. Right? I just really don't know if it is me.
Yeah. Right?
But you know what I did? Okay. I went to an event and I felt way more particularly fancy than I normally feel.
Okay.
And you want to know what made me feel so fancy?
Why? What, Lisa?
Lamb chops.
Oh, jeez.
I had pistachio encrusted, or is it crusted? I don't know the fancy word. Pistachio, I'm going to say encrusted, lamb chops with like this super sauce. And I don't like lamb. I don't eat lamb. I'm not a lamb eater. I prefer my lamb to stay in the nursery rhymes, not necessarily in my belly. But I was at this event, right? So I'm like, okay, here I go again. I'm going to try it. Kind of tasted like a pork chop.
Yeah.
Right? And people were like, oh, it's not very gamey. Doesn't taste wild. So I was trying to be all fit in, like, no, it really does not taste wild. What the fuck does it doesn't taste wild even mean? What does that mean about food? Oh, it doesn't taste very, oh, it's not very gamey. What is gamey food? I obviously have not eaten gamey food or wild food, but I was pretending. I'm like, oh no, you're right. It is not very wild at all. That's a good chef that can make lamb not wild. Why is lamb even wild? It's a cute little animal on the farm. Not like running out wild. Like, what is this?
God. I don't know.
Right?
I think gamey means, I think it means like it doesn't taste quite so
good.
Like delightful. The meat it's supposed to be. Like the lamb has taken on the marinade or whatever they've done to it.
Yeah. The lamb was a delightful taste of pork chop.
Yeah.
Right? So. But fancier because it's just little, right? Uh-huh. So it's like two bite lamb. Yum, yum. Right?
So now you're going to eat lamb now?
No. Like it was good, but it's not. You know what? I prefer my food to be just of the animals that I'm more acquainted with than those I'm not, right?
That sounded horrible.
I feel
I'm only going to eat the animals I'm acquainted with, so right. That I like.
That's going to be the pig, the chicken, the pig, the chicken, the big cow, the odd time, the salmon, maybe a shrimp. That's kind of it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those, I'm just sticking to the ones I know. I feel I'm not going to be that adventurous.
Okay. All right. I mean, you know what is really interesting is that last Friday we were at Earl's again having our lovely Friday dinner.
Yeah.
Or no, it was Thursday dinner.
Thursday.
It was Thursday dinner. Yeah. And we had a lovely young server.
Oh, he was just delightful.
Okay, but we couldn't figure out if his name was Robbie or Bobby. We weren't sure.
We weren't sure. I think we thought it was Robbie.
I think we thought it was Robbie. But it said Bob on the slip, so I'm not sure.
So I don't know.
Anyways, so he made a couple of comments that kind of you picked up on at first. You're like,
I totally did.
I think they're aging us. And I'm
he
like,
was aging us. He was totally like, oh, doing shit. It.
I mean, really, he was what, 20?
Oh, at the most, right?
Maybe.
He was and I'm very, like,
we probably look like 100. Like he was probably wondering how we got up and moved. Because we were so old.
I know, right?
But he was very nice to us. He was very nice. But at one point, I'd had a bacon cheeseburger. And he said he loved the bacon cheeseburger as much as he loved his mom. And I thought was wrong crowd.
Wrong crowd because we are not moms.
We don't have children. We
don't have kids and we don't even like kids.
So I think we just started to laugh and, oh, that's really nice. And all I thought was, you're just trying to get a bigger tip. Kudos to you for just giving it your all. I appreciate the effort. I really, really do.
Because who wouldn't, why would he not think that we were moms, right?
Right. Do we look like moms? I don't know.
What does a mom look like, right? What do moms look like?
I think they just sit there and they maybe act more responsible. I don't know.
Maybe, right? Maybe they're speaking better. Maybe they're more toned. Like not like maybe they're like not talking as much. I don't know.
And anyways, we thought it was funny because that comment right there solidified. He thought we were 100.
100.
And it's like, okay, this will not affect your tip.
It won't, right? Because you are a mama's boy and those boys make good husbands one day. Right? So there's nothing wrong with that.
Maybe.
Nothing wrong
with
that. So, okay. I was just getting a little bit crazy reading about all of this April Fool's shit that went on.
Oh, did it get out of
control? I'm not a fan of April Fool's, right? I think it's just, why do we have to have it? Is there meaning behind it? I'm sure somebody will send it in telling me what the folklore is behind April Fool's Day.
Yeah,
but,
I suppose.
But do we care? I don't know if we care.
I don't know if we care. Do we care?
I don't know if we care. And some places, Samantha, took April Fool's to such extremes. And they did up all this work to make people believe that these things were real, right? Domino's cereal. Like pizza cereal. Come on, people.
Really?
Yeah. There was going to be a pizza cereal. Domino's launched a pizza cereal, but fake because it was April Fool's. Plaid Jeeps. They were saying you could buy a new Jeep special model and it would be plaid because everybody in Canada is loving that plaid. As the interior in my Jeep? I don't know if I want that. April Fool's. It's not true. Square Timbits instead of round ones. That one I was fine with. I'm like, I would eat a square Timbit. I was actually kind of disappointed that that one wasn't true. Because I'm like, oh, really? That one's not. That one's fake too? Don't tease the Timbit. And then Tinder was going around and they were taking pictures of men that had on their profile pic them holding up fish, like any fishing pictures. And they were deleting that. Because
really?
Women don't want a man that fishes.
Oh,
April Fools.
God.
Seems like a lot of work for this April Fool's shit.
It does seem like a lot of work.
Like, why? Why do we care?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't get it.
I try to stay away from all of that.
Was it a big deal when you were a kid, April Fools?
No.
No. And weren't you supposed to be done it by noon? Wasn't there something that it was...
Yes, I think
it didn't
that's
last
the real...
all day yeah. or something. I don't know. You know what? I shake my head at April Fool's. I got no time for April Fool's Day. It's just a day.
It is just a day, and isn't every day a Fool's Day?
Every day can be a Fool's Day,
right,
good one, Samantha?
Ha ha ha.
Uh huh.
Okay, but I got a question.
Okay,
why did you have me take that weird quiz?
It wasn't a weird quiz. It was a quiz. Okay. I was on my phone, a quiz popped up saying, bet we can guess what your astrological sign is based on the food that you like. Okay, uh-huh. I bet you can't. And they couldn't. I guessed all the foods that I love, like I picked my favorites, and they said that I was an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. I'm a Cancer.
I know.
Right? Says I'm a fire sign. I got this part right. It said you're a natural leader and I love to get... No, it says I'm a natural leader. Okay, check. And you love to get things done. Not check. Not check. I don't care if things get done. I don't... Unless it's something I want to do, I don't give a shit. If you need me to get something done, it might get done.
It might, yeah.
At some point, it'll get done. That's more my theory, not you like to get it done. Uh-uh. Hashtag, at some point, I'll get it done.
Yep.
And then I said I wanted you to take it.
I did.
And?
It knew I was a Libra.
Based on what? Like, so you didn't pick the sourdough bread, did you?
No, I did.
I thought maybe it was the sourdough.
No.
That threw them off of me. And I'm like, Cancers can like sourdough bread too, you know?
No, it knew I was a Libra.
Huh.
And then it made me wonder, did you lie, Lisa, just to mess with the quiz?
No, I wanted the quiz to be right. I wanted the quiz to be right because there was quite a few questions on it, right?
You do realize that every time somebody asks you a question, you always choose the lie first and never the truth. So I just assumed as you went through the quiz,
you would lie first. Listen, first off, I resent that comment because I don't lie. I sometimes just bend the truth a little bit.
No, it's a lie.
Yes, I do. I don't lie about everything. I bend the truth, maybe.
Really?
Right. I might manipulate the facts.
It's a very bendy truth.
It's a bendy truth.
It's a
bendy truth, Samantha. My truth is very bendable.
Yes, it is so flexible. It's like, it's
right?
Crazy.
People probably need to be more flexible like me that
yes,
way.
Yes, they should.
Right?
They should always think about lying first.
It's not lying. It's just bending the truth a little bit. Manipulating the facts a wee bit.
apparently one of us told the truth.
Yeah, but okay.
The quiz let's knew of,
okay.
that I was a Libra. So let's I just think assumed you lied about everything.
No. Well, stop that because the when message. You assume, it makes an ass out of you.
You and me. Yeah. Thank you.
Right. I wasn't going to say the me part because I don't feel I'm an ass in this. I feel you're the ass. I think that's the tone. You're an asshole tonight.
You're an asshole.
I'm a little bit of an asshole all the time, though.
Yes, you
right?
are.
I carry that card. I'm a proud carrying card member of the asshole club.
Yes, you are, Lisa. I'll give you that.
You know, so I we're going to see the in-laws this weekend.
I know.
Going for a sleepover. A two-night sleepover. And it's so funny because Mike and I have been married for almost, it'll be 23 years in September, and we've been together for almost 25 years. And this is my first official sleepover at his mom and dad's. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
That is so weird.
Because they always come here, like not to my place, but they always come to Saskatoon, mm-hmm. and then you go visit them, or you stop over, and then you go on your way.
Yeah.
Well, now we're having an official sleepover. So as I was thinking about this, I said to Mike, oh my God, I have to make a good first impression because it's my first sleepover at your mom and dad's. So I went out to try and find pajamas.
Oh, yes.
Right? Because I can't just wear the shit. Like the shit I wear at home, right? That's your at-home shit, right? It's not your staying overnight someplace.
And someone might see you in your pajamas kind of.
Right. Right. Yes. What you think, what you classify as pajamas when it's not really, it's worse than pajamas, right? But you know what I mean, right? We all have that outfit that we wear at home that you're not taking on vacation with you.
Exactly.
So I went to go buy pajamas. Oh my God. Do you know how hard it is for a woman of 53 years to buy a pair of pajamas that don't have like Minnie Mouse on it, the yes. Peanuts, Garfield, like enough people. I don't want anything on my pajamas. I don't need to have, oh, it's another Monday. I don't need to have a saying. I don't need to have a slogan. I just need a top and a bottom that are pajamas. And I feel I'm not alone.
No. You right? know, but isn't that what we said when we worked for Pennington's?
Yeah.
Is we does every woman need to have
shit an animal, on her pajamas?
Yeah, an animal on her bosom,
right?
Or on her bottoms, and that's the same for tops too. Like it was a flower. It was some kind of weird ass pattern, and it's like, how about just a normal shirt without shit on it?
Right. Like, do I need, okay, so here we are. So you're in your pajamas, right? You're already feeling kind of at your worst because you're going to bed. You got no bra on, probably. And now I need to have some big floral print, like, draw attention to me, everybody. Look at me over here, everybody, in my big ass pajamas. And the only thing that seemed to not be all patterned and crazy was a nightshirt. I don't want a nightie. I hated nighties when I was 4, and I hate nighties when I'm 53. Probably hate nighties even more. I don't want to wear a nightgown. I don't want a nightie.
I don't understand nightgowns, actually. I really don't. They're so uncomfortable because they ride up or you get tangled up in them.
Right?
They're like, and you're like trying to move around in your bed, and all of a sudden you're like in this twisted pretzel and your nightie is everywhere. And it's like, what is going on?
It's ridiculous. It's bad enough that we sleep in tank tops. And as we sleep in our tank top, the tank top grows and our boobs hang out half the night, right? Like, that's a bad enough experience, but we do it, right? We put up with it because we're hot. But a nightie, I don't need to wake up with something strangling me around the top of my neck and my bottom part just there for the world because I'm in my nightgown, right? Like, seems like a lot to worry about over just pajamas.
It does seem like a lot to worry about.
You know? Yeah. So crazy.
I don't get it.
It's so crazy. You know what I really want to do this summer? I really want, and I've seen it on the TikTok and on the Instagram and all over the place. And I think we can do it. And I think that it's easy. I don't think you should have any reason to say no to it. Why don't we start making salads in a mason jar?
Well, one, I'd have to have a mason jar.
Okay, well, I'm sure we can find a mason jar. Your mom pickles. You're already trying to find reasons to not want to do it. Everything I suggest in our friendship, you don't want to do. Right?
Because it requires work that I don't want to do.
Right. It's some lettuce in a jar. And no. You take it to work. For real, no?
Yeah, because it's glass and I don't want to break glass. And well, it don't just drop seems like a glass. Lot of work. Just seems like a lot of work.
I don't think it is a lot of work. It looks like a lot of fun in the videos.
Do you eat the salad in the jar or do you need a bowl? Because do you need a bowl? Because now you're bringing a whole bunch of shit. No,
you shake it. You just take the mason jar and you shake it. Uh-huh. Right? And your dressing's in there and you shake it all up. You layer it up and you shake it all up. And then you eat it.
I want to say no.
I want to say... I didn't think you would say no to salad.
Fine, I'll take a salad to work, but I don't want to take it in a mason jar. What am I, a farmer's hand? Am I like
trend.
Going out to the field and I need to carry everything in a freaking jar?
That's the trend, right? Is that you build it in a jar and then it
Well, you
sits
know what? If I'm
going
to take anything in a mason jar, it better be alcoholic because if I think mason jar, I think, you know, a distillery. I think some moonshine. Like, that's what I'm hoping in my life. No. Some clear, oh no, it's water in a mason jar.
Right. No, it's going to be a salad in the mason jar.
Okay.
I'm going to gather all the resources and I'll send you the pictures.
You're going to gather it all.
I'm
going
to gather all the information. So a step by step how to make them.
All right.
And then we'll make them and we'll just try them.
Yeah. Let me know how that goes for you.
Right. We're going to do it together.
God, I hate TikTok for you right now.
I know, right? And I love TikTok for me right now. It's my favorite.
Because all
thing,
you do is find shit that you're like, let's try it. How about no?
How about let's just try?
How about no?
How about why not?
How about no?
How about give it a try?
How about stop watching TikTok?
It's just salad in a jar, right? You'll eat it out of a bowl, but why not out of a jar?
Because it seems normal in a bowl.
Nope, this is gonna. All the cool kids are doing it.
All the cool kids. Oh, all God the cool forbid. Kids, yeah, right? Got to do what the cool kids do.
All the cool kids, Samantha.
Fine. Yeah. So pickleball.
Oh,
you can't go anywhere without hearing or watching some weird form of pickleball.
It was on TV this weekend.
Well, apparently, pickleball is for retired tennis players.
Yeah, that's what was on TV. There was this big event. And
what
Mike said the same thing. Mike's like, first of all, it was pickleball singles. I thought pickleball was doubles.
No, I thought it was doubles.
Yeah, it was just singles. This was.
Okay.
So we stopped on it. And Mike's like, and I would say, no, Mike, that makes no sense because I think pickleball is doubles. That's why people play it because more people, right? Social. Yeah. And then I said, I don't understand why it's being shown on TV and why it's $1 million prize. And then all of a sudden the names made sense. I'm like, these are retired tennis players.
Yep. Andre Agassi, Andy Roddick.
Right. Michael Chang was on there.
Yeah. And John McEnroe. Like, is that even fair? Is that even, they have to take something innocent like pickleball that the whole world, all the seniors of the world have joined
Love the
in.
Pickleball.
The pickleball.
Got me through frenzy. COVID pickleball.
And
right?
Now they got to go and commercialize it. And now all the famous people are playing.
That don't need money.
Yeah.
And they don't need to win $1 million purse.
Like that just seems really wrong.
Yeah. Pickleball this, you bunch of losers.
So is the pickleball, like, is the $1 million they take it or are they giving it to charity?
I didn't hear that part. I can't comment on.
Well, and then my mind goes to, did you not make enough while you were playing tennis?
You did. And you probably are still making money from something.
Are you in need of a job? I think you could probably be like the judgy guy on the tall stand.
Right, on the tall chair. You could be the judgy guy. You don't need to be the player.
No, you can do other things. You could be a coach.
You could coach people in pickleball.
You could
just leave pickleball alone and go back to your own sport.
Or you could leave pickleball alone, leave it to the common man.
Right.
That's
it's
where
a common
it started.
Person's,
right?
Right.
It started.
Yes.
in the common man land
during and COVID, now
they've,
right?
Now they've taken it and they're now making money off of it. Now, so what? People that play pickleball think that when they're playing pickleball, they're going to win $1 million.
Like what now? And now is it going to just become so ultra competitive? I thought the beauty of pickleball was that it was a bunch of old people just relaxing and having fun. Right? I thought that was the beauty of pickleball.
For people who have never played it, we have a big opinion about it.
We have issues with pickleball. I'm kind of over pickleball. I think it's time, like all things, to move on.
Well, what else can you... Okay, so it's like tennis and it's like racquetball, and they melded it together and had a baby and called it pickleball. I don't know why they called it pickleball. Seems odd.
It's a weird name.
Seems odd. But... like, what other sport can we meld together?
Do we need to, though? It seems like there was enough racket sports.
Can we meld, like, hockey with something?
No.
Because people like to... apparently, the seniors of the world like to, like, carry something in their hands. So maybe they like to hit stuff?
I don't know. It just seems weird. Right?
Can we make boxing more of a sport? Oh my God! You know what'd be funny? MMA seniors.
I don't think that would be funny. I think that would be.
Oh my hip! Oh my sciatic!
Right, exactly. But the beauty of pickleball is because it's on a small thing, a small court.
Yeah, and it's I don't know.
So I don't know what you downsize. No, I say it's just. Can pickleball be done?
Okay, pickleball's done. There, we've ended it.
We've ended pickleball. Right here on I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam, we've officially ended pickleball. It's over.
I doubt it because I see pickleball like
T-shirts
everywhere.
I know. It's so
all the
crazy.
Equipment.
I don't know. Unless we're missing out. You want to try pickleball?
No.
Dear Lisa, why even ask Sam if she wants to try something? Because you know the answer is no.
It might be just because you always ask me to do it. And then I always feel like there's like an end point where Sam will do all the work.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I can't.
So in pickleball? No.
Nice. Fine.
That's what I try.
Go ahead. Fine.
Uh-huh. But you know, Lisa, Easter's coming up, right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. Right?
So do you think it's a memorable holiday?
Not that memorable. I mean, again, I guess it is from a spiritual standpoint.
Well, from a religious standpoint, it is.
Okay, but then I'm going to ask the question because I've been dying to know my whole life, and it's probably a bad question to ask, but I'm going to ask it. What day is more important? The day he's born or the day he's rising?
Good Friday,
Christmas Day versus...
Easter. Well, because he rises again in Easter, right?
So is that the bonus day or is the bonus? There's no Easter if he's not born.
I think they want to celebrate both days equally.
Is that kind of like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
I think so.
Right? What came first, Christmas or the Easter? Right? Because if you don't have Christmas, you don't have Easter. Right? He's not dying if he's not being born.
Right.
I don't know if it's memorable. Do you remember a lot of Easters?
Yes, I do. Well, because I always remember the food around Easter.
Okay, so the food's memorable. The candy's memorable, but it's not like...
Well, obviously the retailers of the world have made Easter very commercial.
Yes,
because,
definitely.
No offense, why are we painting eggs? What do eggs have to do with Easter?
Why? Okay, so that is a gripe that I shake my head at eggs having anything to do with Easter. Why are we hard-boiling eggs and painting eggs?
Well, I mean, that's a Ukrainian tradition, right?
Okay, but say I'm not Ukrainian.
Right. But like, why eggs? Why chocolate bunnies? Why bunnies?
Right.
You know, why am I carrying a basket? Why is there a basket? I don't get it.
I don't want to paint eggs, actually. It's messy. It's like work.
We learned how to paint those eggs in elementary school. We had to blow out the yolk. We had to use the wax and the needle and draw things on your egg, and then we had to paint them and dip them, and I remember that. It was a bad
memory. Feel like all things my mom, we would have painted eggs one time in our life and then never again.
Right. You've done it once.
We're over this. It's messy and we're done. I remember remember those sprinkles? Remember you could get those sparkles? Uh-huh. I remember us doing glue and sparkles at home once.
Oh God. Yes.
Never once. Again. I remember us carving a pumpkin once.
Once.
And never again. I think we did a lot of, we can't say we didn't try it. Can't say we didn't, back to our kids, didn't try. We tried it. But I just think the whole like decorating of eggs from a chicken's ass makes no sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me. Because this isn't what Easter is about. If you're religious, that's not how you look at it.
It's not about
an egg. It's not about a bunny. It's not about some chocolate.
No, it's not. I don't get
it. It's got nothing to do with that. But is it memorable for me? For me, it's about the food because I get ham.
Yeah, well, you like a ham.
I like ham. Right. And I get my mom's sour cream gravy, which is delightful.
Yes, right. You always enjoy a good Easter supper.
I'm going to eat a lot and then have a nap.
Because that's what
I'm doing.
That's your age talking now, right? That's your age. Okay, here's something kind of interesting. So on a morning talk show in Canada, they were discussing, it's one of the breakfast TVs. It was with Sid Sixero. They were talking about something that came up on the TikTok. He also watches the TikTok. And the conversation goes like this. Do you wash your hands when you are at home alone?
Yes.
After you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And so many people were saying that they don't because they're just at home.
Ew.
Ew. Whether you're at home or you're in public, you are still in the area. Said hand is still in the area of your stuff. Right? Wash that hand.
Said area.
Right? Ew. Still in the area. Still in your nether zone, your nether regions.
That is so wrong.
Right. Right.
You still okay, because you're still touching stuff. Like after you have gone to the bathroom, you touch a knob, you touch a
with your pee hands.
You're touching everything with your pee hand.
Right?
Like that's disgusting.
That's horrible. It's not for just in public.
No.
Right?
Isn't it just proper hygiene to always wash your hands after you use the bathroom?
Yeah. And then somebody said, oh, this became a big deal because of COVID. And then somebody said, well, do you wash your fruit? Yeah. You should always wash your friggin' fruit.
Well, yeah, with water for sure.
It's got pesticides on it.
Yeah.
Always wash your fruit. Always wash your hands after you've been near your junk. Right?
Lisa's PSA for the day. Right? Wash your hands when they've been near your junk.
When they've been near your junk, wash your hands. Right? That's a good public service announcement, actually.
It is.
I do say so myself, right?
Uh-huh.
New rule. You wash your hands if they've been near your junk. Right? Right? You can't just be near your junk and then have your dirty junk hand
and touch everything. Right? You touch your phone, you touch your computer, you touch your TV remote, you touch this, you touch that.
And there's your pee hand everywhere. Right?
Blech.
And I get people are going to be like, no, I don't get pee on my hands. Yeah, you do.
You do.
You do.
Like, I don't care if you got tissue in your hand, you're still,
it's still like leaking through onto your finger somehow. And then that hand is opening the door. Your pee hand is opening the door, right?
Oh, gross. Ugh.
God, I don't get that.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Okay. So Facebook Tuesday, everyone weighed in to your Easter treats. They had some really strong reactions to the small foil chocolate Easter
egg
candies.
That's like one of my favorites. I will not throw that away.
Okay. But to their point, the chocolate does taste gross.
Well, okay, so, but to my point, right, back in the day when it was Laura Secord chocolate, it was good.
When was a foil egg Laura Secord?
Hi, we grew up with foiled eggs from Laura Secord.
Okay, well, then you were just fancier than the rest of us.
We had fancy chocolates. And then it came with a little threat. Mom better not find a little piece of foil on the carpet.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Right? Right? So... I'm not getting rid of those, though.
Well, and people had some strong reaction to the Tootsie Roll eggs. And I love a good Tootsie Roll, but those suckers are hard. And I think that those would be bad for your teeth.
I think that that's going to be too hard, right?
Yeah,
too hard. Yeah, I think so too.
As
I was
an egg.
Those. I took a little offense to hollow bunnies being kicked to the curb.
Well, that was Cindy.
Cindy Harder, right? Like a solid bunny. That's too much bunny.
No, I really?
I like a hollow bunny any day over a solid.
Huh. Well, I mean, and then people, what was next?
M&M's.
M&M's, that's right.
Right? I feel that people like M&M's only when they're non-seasonal, right? They'll eat an M&M when it's in its normal packaging, but you make it Christmas or Easter and people are like, mm-mm.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like M&M's. M&M's. I'm just going to throw that out there.
You don't like it? I like M&M's.
No, I don't. I don't like either kind.
Huh.
I don't like the taste of the coating. I don't like taste of the chocolate.
But
I don't like anything about
it. You like the little mini eggs.
I like the mini eggs, yes.
I'm not a fan of those.
They're fine. They're not my favorite.
I feel that if Easter wants more attention from me, it needs to up its candy game. That's all I'm saying about that.
Okay.
Right? I don't know. That was a fun Facebook, right? You
got
to get the Easter out of the way, right? You got to do Easter.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Only made sense. Okay. Tell me, Samantha, what do you think? Friends of the podcast, feel free to weigh in on this. Maybe email us or mail us or something. We don't get mail, but if you want to, feel free. Should everything be tipped? Like when I go to the Subway and the lovely ladies make my sub and I go to pay for my sub, there's an option to tip them.
Oh, slippery slopes.
Right. Whereas before they were making subs for years with no tip.
Right.
I work in retail. Uh-huh. I don't get tipped. I don't expect to be tipped.
No.
Nobody would ever think of tipping.
No. So right? Are you saying that anything that serves you a drink or food?
Or more of a service, right? You cut your hair, you tip your stylist.
You do. Yeah.
You tip your waitress.
You tip your person, like if you went for a massage, you were at a spa, you tip your massage therapist if it was good.
Right.
You tip your facialist if they was good.
Right.
So now, even like the people at McDonald's want a tip?
Probably. Probably. Everybody seems to want to be tipped. And I think, I don't know how I feel about that because for years and years and years, we were making women look like $1 million in different clothing establishments. And that's a big deal, right? To trust somebody's opinion mm-hmm. and leave with the knowledge that somebody has told you you look great. No tip.
No tip.
Never a tip.
No.
We build your self-esteem. We help you match your clothes. We help you plan what you're going to wear to your wedding, to your party, to your blah, blah, blah. No tip.
Huh.
You made my sub, which I truly appreciate. Do you want a tip? No tip. Or tip. Hmm. Where do we draw the line?
That's a very good question.
Right?
Do you tip the guy who puts gas in your car?
No, you don't. Do you?
Some people do. What?
Do they?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because they don't have to do it. Or it may be really cold outside and they feel bad for
it. I get if it's really cold outside, that's just kind of a nice thing, right? Like, hey, I appreciate the fact that it's minus 50 and you're doing what I don't want to do. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then should you not tip the lady at the dollar store who's ringing your shit through on Christmas Eve?
Oh, no.
Why? She's doing a job that nobody else wants to do.
True.
Right? Putting up with all that. Like, how does it end? It's a vicious circle. How does it ever end? Right? Like you take your dog to the groomer, you tip.
True. You tip your delivery driver and all he did was deliver.
He did his job and delivered.
Right.
Right.
Oh, are we getting cheap?
Is this what's I don't happening? Know. Is are we getting cheap or would we rather see the price? I would rather see the tip included in the price.
And then that way you don't know.
Well, I would like, then it's just, I'm just paying more, right? Mm-hmm. Do with that extra money what you will.
Okay.
You know?
Interesting.
I don't know. I just feel like everything's getting tipped and I don't know if everything should be tipped. Or maybe it should. Maybe I'm a curmudgeon. I don't know.
You might be a curmudgeon.
Maybe I'm going into my curmudgeon years. Right? Back in my day.
Right?
You just made a sub and you were just thankful to have made a good sub.
Right? Oh my God.
Because that was your job. Oh. You were the sandwich artist, so you made the sub.
Right.
You didn't get extra money to make it.
Okay, but the delivery, like, okay, so people charge for deliveries, but then you tip your delivery driver. Right. So are you tipping someone who's getting paid to do the Oh, that's a really good thought, though.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. Right?
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of, right, you know, you tip your cab driver. It's your job to drive me home.
But are you thankful that you got home in one piece?
So you're but I'm also paying. You're not giving me a free ride. Right, I think that's my issue, right? It's because we're supposed to be thankful, and we are, but I'm not getting any of these services done for free.
Right.
You do. So if I got a free if I got a free haircut and chose to leave a tip, makes perfect sense. Right. I got free supper, I'll give you a tip. Thank you very much. That makes perfect sense. I paid for my supper, and now I'm going to give you a tip, right? I paid for my car ride home, and now I'm going to tip you.
But okay, so.
Or maybe I'm just mad that nobody tips me. I don't know.
Maybe. And I was a server for a very long time.
Right.
So when you are in that industry, you rely on your tips because you get paid like shite.
Right. As opposed to how wealthy everybody else gets paid.
In retail.
Yeah. In retail, right? Yeah.
But like, anyway, okay.
Breaking news, world of retail pays minimum wage too.
This is true. So as a server, you are doing more than just the sandwich artist at Subway.
Yes, you are.
Right? Because they're bringing you drinks. They're taking away your plates. They're making conversation with you.
Well, you're building an experience for me too, right?
Right. It's an experience. I don't know if Subway is an experience.
I don't know if it is.
I don't know if driving in a cab is it. Well, unless it's a
especially
really
nowadays,
crazy drive. I don't know.
Right. When you play the Carpenters, different, I will tip.
You would thank tip. You.
Right? But when I get in the car and you don't even say hello, which is perfectly fine with me too, you haven't really gone over and above the call of duty.
Right.
That's what a tip used to be, right? A tip used to be, I appreciate you've done something so much better than what you normally do that I appreciate that. I want to reward you for that, right?
Huh.
Not just it's your God-given right to get a tip.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something to think about, Samantha. Right? Friends of the podcast, weigh in. Being a little controversial this week, aren't we?
Yes, Lisa.
It's controversial. We are full of controversy, Samantha. Uh-huh. I went spring shopping. I went and bought a few new items for spring.
Oh.
And found that I didn't buy spring. I bought a black hoodie and a black cardigan. Apparently, I'm not ready for color.
You are not ready for any color whatsoever.
No, I can justify both. I justified the black hoodie because everybody should have a black hoodie.
Well,
for casual day, right?
For casual day, yes.
Throw it on with your jeans for casual day. And everybody should have a nice black cardigan.
Yes, everyone should. You should have had that in the winter, though.
Oh, I had one, but this is lighter weight. It's a lighter weight fabric.
Okay, makes total difference.
Right, so it's more of like a springy one.
Uh-huh.
In black. I was looking at the pink and I'm like, I hummed and hawed over pink and green and I'm like, okay, can I be this girl? Can I be this girl?
Why didn't you get the green at least?
It was a bad green.
Oh.
It was like a really bright, hi, how's your big green shirt?
Well, was the pink bright as well?
Mm-hmm. The trend is very bright.
Well, unfortunately, right? They're all taking that from the Barbie and Ken movie, apparently.
Right.
Because it's like pastel pink, as bright as you can possibly get that pink.
Exactly, right?
And I'm like, really, guys? Like, are we all, like, no offense, but I'm not wearing bubblegum pink.
I can't do it, right? Like, I can do it as a t-shirt in my, in my casual wear, like in the summertime. But I can't do it in like my real world, in my work world.
Like, no.
Like, I can't. And I hummed and hawed and I'm like, okay, yes, you can. I'm like, no, I can't.
I don't know if it's the age that we are or I don't know. But all that comes to mind is, hi, how's your pink suit? If you're top to bottom pink.
Right.
It's like, right. What the fuck? Are you doing?
I don't know. Maybe it's our age.
It's somebody who was dressed in head to toe like green, like Kelly Green, like that really, ugh. And I'm like, oh, that was such a
I know, word. Right? But that's all the trend.
I know. And I'm like, I think it's because we lived it. We lived the 80s. So we lived neon. Yeah. We lived those bright
we
colors.
Did. We totally
did. We did all of that already. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to see that again in a shirt or anything. No, maybe like you said, a t-shirt, but I'm not
t-shirt.
Sporting that as like something I would wear to work.
I can't I'm wear it as putting, nice. It can't be my sweater.
Could you imagine? And okay, so there are plus size people who wear that bright stuff and can pull it off. Yeah. I'm like, you are a unicorn in my world because if I were to put that on, I would look like a round piece of bubble gum.
Right?
It's like are when you it's kidding
like,
me?
It's like wearing the plaid, right? It just screams, you are not meant to wear plaid.
I tried on a really nice plaid
jacket
in the fall, and it was like really great colors, blues and nice autumn colors. I looked at myself and all I saw was, hi, how's your fucking plaid coat? And I'm like, I can buy this and I will never wear it. It will never come out of my closet. It will never, I will never feel comfortable in it. I will always put it on and think, hi, how's your plaid shit?
So here's what it's interesting is I wonder if we've scarred ourselves because we started talking like that when we worked at Pennington's, right? We would try something on. Hi, how's your big red sweater? Everything was big. Big had to be part of it. How's your big red sweater? How's your big blue shirt?
And now we
still do it, right? Because when I was looking at the cardigan, all I thought was, how's my big pink sweater?
Right? And that's totally the same thing.
Can't do it. We scarred ourselves.
We have. And it's our own faults.
Yeah. We wear dark colors because of it. I wear summer black.
I wear summer and I'm wearing summer black again.
Proudly with a white tank top underneath it. That's how you know it's the summer is my tank top is white.
There you go.
Right. As opposed to just the neutral black. Right.
We have totally scarred ourselves. Okay.
Yeah, I think we have.
All right. We need to move on to something a little more serious, Lisa.
Okay.
Lisa? Why are you so upset about your Jays?
No, I'm changing my mind. They've won two games in a row now. I was upset.
Okay.
I was upset. They lost three in a row. I was upset. They weren't hitting. I was so mad. Almost was going to make a pitch to the fake fan, but I refuse because she retired.
I retired.
Right? She retired for no real reason. She was barely ever even used and then just retired one day.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Right? So, no, it's better. They're better. They're doing good now. They've won two in a row.
Okay.
The bumper sticker on my wall, on my fridge has slipped back to Blue Jays.
Yay.
For 3 days, it was Boo Jays. Right? So, it's okay. Oh, it's okay now. It's all good. It's going to be like this all season, though.
Yes. Up and down.
Up and down, right? Ebbs and flows, Samantha. Awesome. That's what's going to be happening. Do you think it's weird? And I keep seeing this one commercial on TV. And it's about bad behaving dogs who get a pet dog.
So they get rewarded for their bad behavior
to keep them company.
Yeah.
Is that how we got siblings?
Yes.
Because we were bad. We were bad behaving kids. And then we got a sibling.
Oh, my God.
And then you got a brother and I got a sister. Right? Because it's kind of the same.
Right? It is kind of the same thing.
So yeah. So in this commercial, you see this dog and he's tearing everything up and he's all bad. And then all of a sudden they reward him with a puppy. Like you get a friend. What's with that? Why are dogs getting dogs?
So the older dog can train the new dog to be just as bad as they are?
To be just as bad as him, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's smart.
I don't get the whole buying a dog.
No, I don't get that either.
Right? Like have a dog. I get having a dog. And I get some people want two dogs, but I don't get specifically buying the dog a dog.
Well, I mean, sometimes people get a dog so that the first dog that they have, their original dog, isn't sad because sometimes maybe they have to go home. They have to go out for work
by themselves.
Whatever, right? So they got a buddy. That makes sense to me is that your pet has somebody else to hang out with.
Yeah.
But I don't think you should get a puppy for a dog that's bad.
Oh, right. Bad dog doesn't get a treat.
Unless you're training both dogs, because really you should just focus your time on training the dog that's bad.
Yeah, like train the bad dog. And then maybe if he changes, then maybe take on a second dog.
Yeah.
Right? That dog in the commercial is just saying to me, I could be a bad dog and look at what I get. I get a new dog. I get a friend. Right?
And people, don't take advice from us because neither one of us has pets.
We don't have pets. Just saying, it just seems like a weird commercial.
It does seem like a weird commercial.
Right?
Okay, so were 70s moms the type of gals who made sandwiches or pancakes into cute little shapes? Or was that the moms from the 60s?
Well, I tell you, it was never my, wouldn't have been my mom from any era.
I don't remember my mother ever going the next level with a sandwich or a pancake.
No, I never had that mom. I'm thinking, did I have any friends that had that mom? There were like some friends that had more cookies than what I had, right? Because I didn't necessarily have that mom.
Right? I had more cookies.
Right? They might have more cookies.
Okay.
And things like that. But I don't think, like, my mom was never like making pancake cutouts. I don't think we ever had cookie cutters at home.
No. I mean, we had cookie cutters and mom has made things like that. But as for food, your food like was a sandwich and it was a pancake. It wasn't Mickey Mouse. It wasn't a star.
Right. It was like the cookie cutter came out at Christmas to make cookies.
Yes. And that's about it.
And that's about it. It did not come out to make all this food. Because you see things, and moms today are doing that for their kids.
I know. They're very inventive. God bless them.
I wonder if the novelty wears off. I wonder.
I would imagine after the second or third child, the novelty has worn off that they're going to make.
Oh, I was thinking after the second or third time.
Oh, well, that's
I wasn't thinking that your children deep into this adventure. Right? I wasn't thinking that
it's
at all.
It's a one-child adventure. That's all the you get.
The first kid got the cool pancakes. It's like when you think of like kids and photo albums, right? First kid gets all the pictures. Kids after that, it just starts to dwindle, right? I think there's like one or two pictures of my kid sister as a baby. One or two. Right? And it's not even as a baby. I think she's three.
Yeah, well, because once you get to the third kid, unless it's a different child, like it's not a girl, it's a boy, and you don't have boys, then more pictures are taken.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like us, we were just all girls. And by the time Krista came, nobody cared. Done. Nobody cared. Did not matter whatsoever.
Did I even exist, Mom?
We're so over you. You barely existed. Here, have a hair clip. Put it in your hair.
But do you think the 60s moms were like being all cutesy?
Yeah. I think okay, think of June Cleaver, right?
Right? Yeah.
She was like, I think she was doing, any mom that wore an apron, I think was like that. Apron moms. Your mom wore an apron.
Yes. And were they making ambrosia salad?
Right. Things like
maybe
that.
Maybe they were
doing
like a tuna casserole on a Wednesday.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
I think if your mom wore an apron, she probably, life was probably pretty damn sweet.
Yeah.
Right. Aww.
Okay.
You know, the good old days. Like, did your mom ever sport an apron?
Well, only when she was like cooking big dinners.
Right. And why? Because you don't want to get your good clothes dirty?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So you put on the apron.
She doesn't wear aprons now, though.
No, now nobody cares.
No.
Right? That trend is just gone.
We're more cash.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You know what I tried? This is something interesting. I tried baklava.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Do you like baklava?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Baklava.
Okay, why are you saying it like that?
Because it sounds like a funny name. Baklava.
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 Baklava. Too much fucking work for me.
To eat or to eat? Say?
To eat and to say too, actually. But definitely to eat. Okay. It's too much work to eat. It's a knife and fork dessert.
Right.
And I think a dessert should only be a fork dessert. It should only be a fork.
Huh.
I don't think we should have to pull out the knife for the desserts. I finished my meal. I'm done cutting.
Or should it be like you should be able to like hold it and chomp on it?
So but it's sticky.
Very sticky, yeah.
Baklava-y. Right? It's very baklava-y.
Oh my God.
What? What?
Lisa?
What?
Did you know that baklava has honey in it?
Yeah, and that's why I didn't like it.
You ate it though, didn't you?
And then I realized I was allergic to it, so I stopped right away. It was all the things I hate in food. Allergy and work. Right? All the things. I'm like, nope.
Oh,
right?
Stop.
I was getting itchy. I was getting a rack of feel. I was getting itchy. I was getting itchy.
No, you were not.
I was getting itchy.
Oh, you're such a liar. Yeah.
And nobody even came around and said, hey, any allergies? Had they, I would have been, yeah.
Yeah, because who has a honey allergy? Oh, nobody.
I do. I am allergic to honey.
Nobody.
So when I was 4 years old, I had a peanut butter and honey sandwich and I threw up.
That's not having an allergy. Well, that's eating something that you shouldn't have because your tummy was feeling bad.
Nope. It was an allergy. I was allergic to the honey.
Did you ever think that maybe it was the peanut butter that made you throw up?
I can still eat peanut butter today and I don't throw up. So nope. Good try. Wasn't that? I have one little piece of baklava and I got itchy. I'm like, oh,
and I got itchy. Not right.
And then I have to use a knife and fork too. I'm like, this all shades are wrong. It's all shades are wrong.
Okay. So
good try, Samantha.
Uh-huh.
All right. Try. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm not giving
You're so
that.
Weird.
I'm not giving into that.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the 80s. I'm taking you back for a second.
I'll go.
Did you ever wonder about the Jane Sibbery song, Mimi on the Beach?
I never wondered about it. I listened to it a lot.
Mimi on the beach, Mimi.
Mimi on the beach, Mimi on the beach.
And then she says, that's a surfboard, not a yacht.
Yeah, she's weird.
It's a very weird song.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is Mimi on the beach? And what's up with that name? Like, what's up with Mimi? Like, why was it Mimi?
That's a weird name, hey?
It is a weird name.
It's probably
not
like
a very weird song with a very weird video attached to it.
It's a weird, she was a really bizarre artist, but it was a cool song though, right?
Yeah,
and that's a surfboard, not a yacht.
Yeah, and just the way she said, that's a surfboard, not a yacht. It was very lyrical.
Kind of like lackadaisical, right?
Yeah.
Like just, yeah, yeah.
It seems summery, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's not.
I have to be honest, I probably have not listened to Jane Sibbery since 1980. Seems to not ever just pop up on the radio or come across my playlist.
It doesn't come across on the radio, but so, I was watching.
Where did this come up?
I was watching Retro Weekend. It's like Much Music has, or somebody has Retro Weekend.
Only
and I was watching.
Left, only friends of the podcast, only person left still watching videos on her television.
If it's
Samantha
a Retro
Sperling.
Weekend, I'm curious. I get curious and I'm wondering what's happening. And then Jane Sibbery came on and Mimi on the Beach. I'm like, that's a really weird song.
Right.
And then it just made me think of my youth. And I was like, oh, remember the 80s? They were
best.
Fun.
They were just, nobody cared, right? It was just like freewheeling and
nobody
good
gave
times.
A shit.
Nobody gave a shit, right?
Your parents didn't know where you are.
Nobody cared, right? They didn't know. They didn't ask. They just assumed you were going to not get into too much trouble.
You got in your car, you drove away. Your parents had no way of finding where you were.
Right? That was nice, right? Like we had some privacy back in those days.
No, we did.
Right? We had privacy, right? There's no privacy now, right?
No, because your parents can track you.
They can track you. They know where you are. And if they don't, somebody else does.
Yeah.
At least our parents had to work a little bit for it.
Well, your mother had like weird people that always knew what you
My
were.
My mother had Aunt Tinty. Yeah. Right, and all she would have to say is, "Oh, okay, so you didn't do that?" And I'm like, "No, I don't even know. No, why would you even think that? Oh, I don't. It must have been something Mrs. Tinty said. Oh, for fuck's sake, she's pulling out the Aunt Tinty card. You know she knows because Mrs. Tinty was there somehow. Right, my mom's friend,
right?
Mrs. Tinty. We loved her dearly, but boy, I tell you, as a teenager, not our favorite person."
No, because it seemed like she had a bit of a spy network happening.
My mom, everything. My mom used to say, I have eyes in the back of my head. Yeah, you do. You do. And it's all your friends and every, it didn't matter. My mom was so well connected in every place you never even knew of. It wouldn't matter. We would like sneak into Barrie and we'd take the car and we'd go to like to go to the mall. And then the next day my mom would be like, oh, you know, Mrs. Larmer said that she saw you at the Roots store in Barrie. Were you in Barrie? Because you weren't supposed to go to Barrie, right? It was too far to go. Uh-huh. And I'd be like, why would I be in Barrie? And who was Mrs. Larmer? Like, why would I know Mrs. Larmer? Oh, you know, she's the manager there. No, I wasn't there. Okay, well, you know, she's a good friend. Her daughter skates with Chris. Oh, God. Okay. Like, I couldn't go anywhere. She was like a narc, right? She was. And then it was always funny because we used to always joke and people would be like, whenever, remember, you'd like sneak into the liquor store underage and stuff. You were probably uh-huh. a good kid. You didn't do that. But we used to do that. And people would be like, but I could never do it in Stainer because I'm like, my dad will come walking in. I'll be in there underage and my dad guaranteed will come walking in. We had to go to a different town.
Oh my God. To get right?
Get your liquor on, right?
Oh my God.
I don't know. It was crazy. My mom knew everything. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter. Didn't matter, Samantha.
Okay. I got a strange question, but just think about it.
Okay.
Just think. Do you think cats have any regrets?
They're assholes. You think I'm an asshole? Cats are worse than me.
Cats are super cute and cuddly.
Yeah, they are, but they have no regrets. They don't care.
They don't. You think they really care? Don't care. They really don't care.
You think your old cat buddy cared? He didn't even care enough that when you were away and you had people taking care of him, he didn't even care enough to be a good cat then. He was a bad, bad, bad cat. You raised a horrible cat. Cute and cuddly, yes. Horrible.
My cat was awesome.
Your cat pooped everywhere. Because he was long-haired.
Well, he had long hair, yeah.
Right?
No, and but he was a good cat.
He didn't care that he was being taken care of by somebody else. Didn't care.
But so you're saying that cats have no regrets. Is that what you're saying?
I think they have no regrets. I think cats do what they want, when they want, how they want. Right? They'll jump up on the counter, knock it off. They don't care.
They don't care.
Right? Right?
Oh, that's true. They really don't have any regrets.
They really don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, those are badass attitude-y animals.
The best stuff on TikTok has anything to do with a cat.
I know, right? Some of it's so funny. Yeah. And like they're meowing, meow, right? Like when they're like all like, ooh, chew. Right? It's too funny. Okay. It's too funny.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
All right. So you know what? I've been thinking a lot about this and you keep coming into my mind. I'm shaking my head at you, Samantha, because of the issue you have with my allergies. Like you're really like you just need to be okay with this. Right? How do they impact you? I shake my head at the frustration you feel about my allergies.
You know, what's really funny, Lisa, is that I shake my head is about how much I detest your allergies.
How can you detest somebody's allergies?
I shake my head at the fact that you can't prove that you have a mushroom allergy or a honey allergy. And I believe you even might have thrown cottage cheese weirdly into that mix.
I'm allergic to cottage cheese too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've never had cottage
and
cheese.
And penicillin so and sulfa.
Okay. Those two are legit. The other three are not.
Yes, they
so
are.
I have issues with your food allergies because you sound so ridiculous when you order truffle fries and then the person
I'm not allergic to
saying,
the truffle.
Do you have any allergies? And you're like, yes, to mushrooms. And then the server is stumped. You just ordered truffle fries.
It's the old school mushroom.
Mushroom, right?
It's the old school mushroom that is my allergy stems from. The old school mushroom.
And what is, so the truffle is not an old school mushroom.
It's a newer
mushroom.
One. Yes.
It's newer.
Right?
Is Which it because pigs go find it and dig
maybe,
it up?
It doesn't seem to bother me. The truffle okay. doesn't bother me. The mushroom. And here's the thing, right? How dare you accuse me of not being truthful with this? Because the only way I can prove it to you is to eat them and then have a death reaction. Nice friend, Samantha.
A death reaction.
That's what happens when people are allergic to things. They almost die.
Excuse me. You just ate truffle fries. You eat truffle fries almost every Friday.
It's different.
That's a mushroom.
To the truffle.
You just ate baklava and survived it.
No, I started to not survive it. That's why I had to stop.
You did. Shut up.
I'm serious.
Shut up.
I don't know where that itch would have gone. I would have gone downhill if I had kept eating it.
You're so full of shit.
And I recognized it. I'm like, oh, that's honey. That's honey.
That's honey.
And then I got itchy. And I'm like, oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So You may shake your head at me, but I shake my head right back at you. Because your allergies, your food allergies are non-existent.
Have you ever seen me eat cottage cheese?
And then your sister Linda is also delusional.
She's allergic to, I don't know if she's allergic to honey, but she's allergic to mushrooms.
To mushrooms. And it's like, no, you're not. Neither and one of you.
I believe Maria or Laura, one of her daughters is too. One of her kids is allergic to mushrooms also. It's true.
Just because you dislike something does not make it an allergy.
I feel that you're wrong.
And I feel strongly that if you were to get a medical alert bracelet that said, I'm allergic to honey, mushrooms, and cottage cheese, and somebody legitimately gave that to you, I would believe you. However,
it's true.
I do not believe that anyone would be able to do that because they first would have to prove that you're allergic to it, which you are not.
I'm not going to eat these foods and get deathly ill, just to prove your point.
What if I said I would have like an EpiPen with me?
I'm not taking the chance. What if my throat closes and the EpiPen's not the trick? Right? What about that?
I'll call 911.
No. Just don't touch me. Tell you that right now. You just leave me alone.
Yes. Okay.
Right? Uh-uh. I'm not doing it. I'm not trying these foods.
Uh-huh.
No. It's kind of that's too much for our friendship.
No. Too much.
It's too much. It's too much, Samantha.
Okay. So I'm going to try and, I don't know. My hearing when you start to tell people that you have an allergy because it is like
your reaction is
reaction.
It really is. I agree totally.
Because I always say the same thing. No, you don't.
And I say yes, I do.
And then the server looks at me like, "Why are you answering her?"
Right, right.
Because she's lying. And you, I'm saying this to a perfect stranger.
And I'm not lying.
I have to stop because I'm looking like the crazy one when really it's you.
Or is it?
I don't know anymore. I really don't.
Samantha, good times.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All I know is that I would never ever ask you to eat something you're allergic to.
Really?
I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
I would respect your allergy. Respect the allergies. Right?
I'll take it under advisement.
You should, right? You should.
Okay, everybody. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And you know, guys, we have social media, so you know how to connect with us. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we've got Twitter, and we have TikTok. And all you have to do is type in, I shake my head with Lisa and Sam, and boom, there we are.
And somebody did send us an I shake my head, and I forgot to give it to you.
Oh, you suck.
Sorry, next week, stay tuned. That's on me. I take that.
Okay. We do have Patreon, which is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you can get the episode early and an extra episode every month. And just a reminder that you can get some I shake my head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting, and he keeps our show sounding awesome.
Has he asked you to add more stuff? Okay.
I just added that.
Okay. He's always fine-tuning his little saying. That's all I'm saying, right?
Nope.
But he does keep us running. He definitely does.
He does.
We'd be lost without him.
We would.
Yes, we would. Because we couldn't figure this shit out.
No, we could not.
So we do appreciate him. Samantha.
Uh-huh.
It's another week.
Another week gone.
I feel we were controversial this week. I feel we dipped our toe.
That was because of you, you little asshole.
Well, you were being judgy and I didn't appreciate your attitude. So I'm like, you know what? Let's go. I took the gloves off. Let's do this. Want to be like that? Fine, we can be like that.
Whatevs, man.
Whatever, whatever. Anyways, it's all in fun, friends of the podcast.
It is.
Right?
You and this us. Is where John would be like, wrap it up.
Wrap it up. All right, we better wrap it up, Samantha. As always, Samantha, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.